Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warren, the running back. Warren, they fake it to him. Rodgers still has it. He's going to take off running for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of went to all of this action?
Means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
Kind of hard to do that. We have to talk every weekday from 2 to 6. So we can't shut the hell up. Brooke Pryor in there asking if what it means to win a game like this, given all of the noise that was out there with Mike Tomlin. And that was Aaron Rodgers' response. And then if you watch the video of it, he made kind of a funny face.
Almost like he wanted that. You know what that face was? I thought that was I'm actually glad you asked that. I wasn't saying shut the hell up to you personally.
Two questions off of this for people, and they're free to call in at 412-928-9370. Many of them have already today. Still time for more. We've intern Jack working. When you call in, you can tell him how wrong he is about Lamar Jackson, because he is a resident Jackson apologist, the biggest one in Pittsburgh. Didn't believe that Jackson played a bad game yesterday, and I still think he feels like he's the best quarterback in the NFL. So all that on the table for you and intern Jack to chop up when you call in. Two things from Rodgers. Number one, do Steelers fans want to call in and back him up on this and say that, see, Mike Tomlin proved everybody wrong? You know, that we were too hard on Mike, that we owe Mike an apology. Because
haters and losers in the media running amok again. Why don't you guys just shut up and watch the show?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Are there Steelers fans out there that want to stick up for Tomlin? And if so, here's your place to do it, and here's the number to call, 412-928-9370. I would say on that front, I don't owe him an apology, but it's probably leaning in that direction. I don't think yet that he's not out of my woods per se, but he can maybe see some light cracking through where he can like hear cars on a not so distant highway that make him think he's almost out of the
what is this, the movie The Village, woods, where they're all living in the middle of like
Or The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. Read that book by Stephen King.
Tom Gordon, the Red Sox reliever?
Yeah. That's a book about a girl that gets lost in the woods.
Get the F out.
I swear to God, man.
The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon.
Look it up. Stephen King writes a book every month that's about 1,000 pages long. And one of them was about a girl.
What the F is this?
Who got lost in the woods and got mauled by a bear.
But she loved Tom Gordon.
And that was her favorite player. Yeah. What a flex for Tom Gordon, I would say.
I would imagine Tom Gordon like wanted to be connected to this book.
Yeah.
This one was a mere 224 pages. For Stephen King, he farts that out before breakfast.
So he's not out of my woods yet, but he's getting closer.
Okay.
I said this last year. I'm not going to say that winning the division is nothing. If they win the division but lose a playoff game, I can't call it a bad season. I just can't. Even though it's a watered-down division, and even though all four teams have a negative point differential, going into the year, the Ravens were looked at as maybe the best team in the entire NFL by the football world. The Bengals had Joe Burrow. If you finish ahead of both of those teams, I've got to give them some amount of credit for it. Doesn't mean a lot.
How much credit do you really give a team, though, for the other two teams' best players getting injured for significant chunks of the season?
To that, I would say...
Especially in the Ravens' case, where they just cratered without him.
To that, I would say, and this is another compliment to Tomlin, that's happened to him, and his teams haven't cratered.
You know, in a weird way, though, I think that's because
he's had Charlie Batch go in. He's had Mason Rudolph go in and win three games.
I know, but in a weird way, I think that especially more recently, like with Rudolph, it's a commentary in a negative sense on how poorly or how out of whack with the rest of the NFL they construct their team.
I know, but I'm just saying you're allowed to win games when another quarterback goes in. The Bengals don't have to field maybe the worst defense in the entire NFL where they score 30 points and keep losing games.
They did actually beat the Steelers when their quarterback wasn't in there. And if they had just simply handled their business against the Jets.
Well, there you go. They didn't. If that backup quarterback had beaten the Jets, who blow, and the Bears, who they had on the ropes, okay, you're in a totally different spot now. And same thing with the Ravens.
I get it. I mean, the Bengals lost a ton of games. And if they
the Ravens just lost two in-division games at home.
I know.
I don't have much empathy for them. So I'd have to give him some credit for that.
Like, you would give D'Amico Ryans a ton of credit right now because they won games and kept their head above water with Davis Mills.
Yes!
Like, that's a ridiculously good coaching job.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, did not get off to a great start. He's doing a little bit of the classic Tomlin where he dug his own hole.
They went 3-0 with our boy Mills Davis.
But they started 0-3.
No, I know.
So he's getting some credit for digging his way out of the hole that he helped make.
I think he's going to continue to get credit because they look like a team that could win the whole AFC.
I agree. So I'm not there yet where I feel like, man, I really mislabeled Tomlin and I was wrong to say the Steelers were better off without him and should move on from him.
The whole exercise, though, about like how much credit do you want to give, you're getting towards giving him something of a mea culpa here. Like, I guess it strikes me as kind of funny because, like, we know that if he's back next year, like we all assume he will be now.
Yeah.
That even unless they have something drastic happen in the playoffs when they get there, they win a game or even two games, they pull two big upsets in a wide open year.
Yep.
No one's priors long term on the man are going to change. He's going to be the same guy that he was at the end of this year, at the beginning of next year, with slightly different
results. I know, but he will have made a quarterback decision that I will have deemed somewhat of a success and not a failure, unlike the last few post-Ben. He brought Rodgers here at 41. They went to Baltimore and won. They win a division with him and play better in the playoffs. That's a marked improvement over life post-Ben, I think. Yeah, I mean, we got four football games to go. I mean, we're not there yet, but it's trending in that direction.
It would look good for him because he was the guy who wanted Rodgers. For all we know, if it was up to Arthur Smith, it would have been the Justin Fields offense yet again.
And that's why I've said to you numerous times, when the Rodgers signing happened and we found out how it happened, that it would either make Tomlin look really smart or look really dumb. And right now, I think it's not like, oh, Tomlin's a genius. He had the foresight to bring in Aaron Rodgers when other teams didn't. The Vikings didn't want him.
How many games
did.
Have they won because he was good? The Jets game, this game.
Patriots game
Patriots
at the end.
Game, we've given them
and
credit,
at the start.
Him credit for the really sharp ending to the game. So three games that we figure they probably don't win if he's not their quarterback. Are there any games he has openly cost them? Like I think the Chargers game, he was so wretched, he didn't give them a chance to
win. I agree with that.
I don't think he cost them the Seahawks game. Caleb Johnson did.
He didn't cost him
the Bengals
game
was their
game at
defense.
All.
The Packers game was, I thought, partly him, man. I thought
sure,
he was
it was. I mean, they
the
also had
half.
A defense that gave up 20 straight passing plays, but yeah,
I understand
wasn't
that, but he did not. He provided nothing to them in the second half.
All right, keep going.
And then the Bears game, I thought he obviously doesn't bear
didn't
blame
play.
Because he didn't play. The Bills game, I thought, was his worst game of the year.
Right.
But I don't know if that game changes outcome-wise if Aaron Rodgers plays like an above-average B-plus game.
Because their whole team was so
abundant the final 30 minutes. Tom Brady in his prime himself might have been able to come down and it wouldn't have changed the outcome. Actually, it would have. Tom Brady would have.
I know this is a very high, I know it's a very low bar to clear. Is there another quarterback post-Ben who you think wins yesterday's game? Does Kenny make those throws downfield?
The very specific three-game version of Mason Rudolph that won them three games to get into the playoffs might have.
I guess,
but downfield, no. Rodgers still was slim. Like, Mason Rudolph, even in those games.
Rudolph doesn't show the mobility that Rodgers
did. Well, he also doesn't have the arm talent to, like, put the ball where he did to Metcalf a couple of times. Like, Mason was a catch-and-run guy.
And I know I've said positive things about Mason, you know, in terms of where he ranks among backup quarterbacks and whatnot, and how I thought he compared to Rodgers when Rodgers was less than 100%. But he also might have a big screw-up in that game, too. He's thrown some ghastly interceptions lately.
Yeah, he threw a couple yackers. Rodgers has two, but I mean, Rodgers still has more arm. I mean, the ball to Metcalf actually yesterday to start the second half, I don't think Mason has that play in his arsenal because he's just not naturally athletic enough to do that. And then there was a seed. The thing with Rodgers that has me and connects back to Tomlin, though, that does have me like worried is Tomlin has hitched the wagons to a man who very, like, legitimately wasn't trying to be funny. It was, because I'm almost the same age as Rodgers, so I know what he's talking about. And it, like, you know, I'm like, oh, God, is he really saying this out loud? It really is somewhat dependent on how he wakes up on a given day. Like, I don't think he's trying to be funny there. I think his body felt good on Sunday, and that is a legitimate reason that he played that way.
I know it didn't really, I don't know how it manifested and helped them at all in this game or what it does moving forward, but I can tell you among my favorite things Aaron Rodgers has done this season was express the anger with the sideline over what happened on that Calvin Austin play that got overturned. Where he's like,
why
come
aren't we
on.
Getting up to the ball quick?
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we buying ourselves a couple of cheap yards here?
Yes, I love like holding the coaches to a higher standard and asking them to be more buttoned up and less sloppy in situations like that. That's a good thing. That's one of the things that fans wanted
the
to see happen when he signed here. Some accountability.
The problem is that accountability should flow from the top down. It shouldn't have to be we brought in a quarterback who's ancient, and then he's the one putting that on us.
My theory on Rodgers in this game is that he lit a fire under Metcalf. I think that, like, okay, maybe it wasn't Metcalf not showing up for.
But calling out
film
the receivers
sessions.
Writ large is going to obviously call out the biggest name biggest paid guy.
I think even more specific than that, I think Metcalf might have been a little resigned to his fate within the Steelers offense and not getting the ball, and that had seeped into some of his practice habits and whatnot. And I think Rodgers said that knowing that it would get on Metcalf's radar, and he went out and had a great practice week, and then immediately Rodgers rewarded him for it by throwing the ball to him. They probably knew it was a good matchup too, based on how Baltimore devised its defense, and Rodgers probably figured he'd have time to throw the ball too. So, like, I think that was like him playing psychologist with his players and knowing his teammates and getting the most out of them. We've seen that go the opposite way in New York. I think Garrett Wilson basically quit on him.
I mean, I think it still hindered Roman Wilson. You don't think Rodgers had a quiet... I know that everyone involved will say no. It's the coaches who make the decisions on who's inactive and active. You don't think Rodgers went to Mike and said, well, you didn't get Adam Thielen here so he could sit the bench.
Like, at MVS.
Right. I think that is still him saying, I'd rather have those guys out there than Roman Wilson.
Yeah, that's a decision from this game that short-term win, long-term loss.
It's horrible for if you're Roman Wilson and you've been like talked about by the coach actually as like a guy on a slow but upward trajectory. Like, I think that's how they've described him.
Yeah.
It's not a steep hill. It's a gradual climb he's doing. Still better than nothing. And then you get made inactive for a guy who's going to be collecting AARP.
Yeah.
Or joining AARP in 15 years or whatever. And a guy in MVS who we're not quite sure can even run.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I agree. Here's Rob on the fan. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys, I'm going to switch gears on you slightly a little bit here. A week from today, Steelers play the Dolphins. I hope they destroy them. But I'm not sure if you guys know what happened at the end of October with the morning show, and I'm just curious on your take on it. Harry Callis actually was willing to rip off Pony's bit and put his nipples on the line for this game. Were you guys aware of that?
No.
No,
wait,
I'm not.
So what's going on?
October 28th, on the early morning show, Harry Callis was willing to put his nipples on the line for the Steelers-Miami Dolphins game.
Does he know who the Miami Dolphins are?
So wait a minute. What has to happen? If the Steelers lose, he's got to get his nipples pierced?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said he'd do it.
He could use rebar for that.
I just can't somebody come up with something new? We got to do another nipple event?
Well, there's nipples, there's tattoos. What else is there?
Well, I've got some ideas in mind if I end up winning the picks bet with you guys this year. I've got something in mind for you that I don't want to share on the air yet because I don't want that to motivate you to make better picks.
Oh, I thought of one that I would, like, what would it cost? We could probably get like a fitness equipment company in on this. Somebody loses picks. They have to get on like a walking, you know, a treadmill, right? Set it to like a brisk walk. And they just have to host for 24 hours straight on the station, constantly moving. I feel like that would be a grueling thing to have to do.
Alex has tweeted in and said Rob's wrong that Callis said he would do a show in drag if the Steelers lost to the Dolphins.
So I'm thinking like Callis dressed up. Well, no, I don't want to think about this. Callis, like, it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Would he try to do like a feminine voice the entire? Hello. It's me, Harry Callis, for the next hour.
Yeah, I don't think what is he, Mickey Mouse again when he's trying to be that way?
You don't think that would be good?
Oh. Yeah, I don't need to. No, I don't think we need to picture Callis that way. That's not punishing him, is it?
You think he'd be down with that?
I think he would just be like, well, I have to pay off my bet. I think that's punishing, like,
all of us for having to see him in drag.
I think that's the Crowley walking across the bridge in a leopard print thong kind of thing in action.
No, but that's embarrassing for him too. That's worse than Callis doing drag, because the Callis drag thing might have the same effect as when they did that AI thing that turned me into a woman. Maybe some people will find him attractive.
What if he goes, I consulted with RuPaul actually to see how to make this work best.
Here's Mac on the fan. Hello, Mac.
Tony, Chris, what's up,
hey,
fellas,
man.
Hey, real quick, remember last time I called in, I said the owner actually lost this season whenever they didn't go out and get a wide receiver during the trade deadline.
Okay.
And we see what those two decoys, Thielen and MVS, what they were able to do to get Metcalf open. But I just want to point out one thing, and that's Mike Tomlin's regression. If you recall, Mike Tomlin had the best franchise quarterback, best franchise running back, and wide receiver. And he couldn't get over the hump with them guys. And I feel like if he couldn't win with those guys, he's not going to win with these guys. That's just my opinion.
So you think that in the long run, yesterday's win was bad then? Because he's probably going to get his option picked up for 2027 now. And the Steelers are going to think everything's fine with Tomlin because they're not going to fire him after this year. He's going to be allowed to pick their next franchise quarterback in April.
I wouldn't say it's bad because Mike Tomlin's a mediocre coach. I mean, you're going to get to the playoffs. And
well, it's mediocre good.
Yeah, you don't want you don't sound like a guy that wants to settle for mediocre, Mac. You sound like a guy that wants this team to pursue excellence.
Well, I do. But the thing is, the owner doesn't.
I understand.
Owner,
no, Mac, I get that, man. But, like, if you have a certain standard you hold this team to and want to see them aspire to, and I think it's similar to what Andrew and I feel about this team, then that game was kind of a bad thing for them because it's going to just reinforce the owner's commitment to a mediocre coach.
I feel that's exactly right. He's going to be good enough to be playing meaningful games towards the end of the season.
But never winning them in the playoffs anymore.
That's right.
Thank you, Mac. I can't say right now never winning in the playoffs again because they're probably going to host a game, and I don't think it's out of the question they win it if Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf can rekindle what they did yesterday.
Would you agree with the following quick statement here, that of the teams that would be in the playoffs if the season ended today, Houston's defense is like the best unit on either side of the ball in the AFC?
That they would play, potentially?
No. Just like rank like teams. Everybody's got an offense. Everybody's got a defense.
Yeah.
I would say Houston's defense is the best single group
so would
in
I.
the conference. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I would say, like, even though I don't trust them a ton, Buffalo's offense, I think, is still really,
they have Josh
really
Allen. That's right. All you have
and
to say.
Like, New England's offense is still very good with Drake May. I don't feel like the Steelers rank highly on either side of the ball, like, in a consistent way, in that sense. I don't know how many I'd rank their offense ahead of. I don't know how many defenses
I think the Steelers could beat New
of.
England again, especially if the game were here. It won't be, because I don't see them blowing the division.
Don't you think Drake May is a different and better player than
I
he
do,
even was
but
then?
He doesn't have his left tackle anymore. I think their running backs are good, but I think Vrabel sometimes doesn't know which ones to use. Look at the Stevenson fumbles against the Steelers, for example. I don't think their wide receivers and tight ends are such good weapons where it's inconceivable for me to imagine those guys getting slowed down, and that would help the pass rush.
Booty
get to
is
Drake
starting
May.
To come along. I know the
he's
numbers
a nice
aren't crazy.
Player,
he's got
but
six
he's,
touchdowns, man. Okay, but they've got a little connection starting to
okay,
go there.
Okay, but he's not like that, he doesn't keep me up at night as a guy that comes in here. I don't know. New
they
England
got five dudes with at least 400 yards receiving.
New,
that's like a nice
New
little
England's, New England's having a great
around.
Year. They're ahead of schedule in most people's minds, but I don't look at them as some
they'd be what,
indomitable
a touchdown
team.
Favorite?
No way. I don't.
You
think
don't
so.
Think they
here?
Would be, no. No, because I think they're going to win their division. If the Steelers somehow got to them, it would be them as the number one seed, most likely.
Yeah, I think they'd. I think the Steelers would be like a 5 or 6 point underdog there.
So you don't think that Vegas really believes quite in them?
I yet. Think in the odds makers' mind, we'll see when they play in a couple of weeks. I don't think the odds makers thought that I don't think the odds makers think there's a big difference between the Ravens and Patriots. And the Steelers are what, a 5.5 point underdog yesterday?
I think that's what it ended up.
I don't think they'd be a touchdown underdog at Denver on the road or something like that. I don't. I think if they had to go to Houston, they'd be a big underdog, a pretty significant underdog with the way that defense is playing. I think if they had to go to Buffalo, they'd be a pretty significant underdog.
An 8 point underdog in Houston with an over under of 20.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We were common to space so much for this is an outside noise.
You know, can? There's been plenty of weeks where that happened.
This might be the worst, though, of them. I mean, you know him very well. What did you What did you see from him through the weekend in his process and his approach?
Just consistent. He didn't get out of character and say, oh, the world is falling, and I mean, the sky's falling, and we have to act completely different. We got to do this. It's just about, you know, our message is the same. Get better. Own your mistakes. You know, everybody talks about what Tomlin needs to do. It's about what the players have to do. And I think starts from, you know, our leadership. We own our mistakes. And, you know, when we lose, we take it the worst. It shouldn't be Coach Tomlin. Players play, coaches coach.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There's Cam Hayward, who has been here for a while and is very social media active and aware of what's being said and what's going on. So that's why he piped in and said, well, this is an ongoing thing with Mike. And I will push back on that and say it should be. When you've gone this long without a playoff win, when you're stuck in NFL purgatory, when you're in the worst place you can possibly be, which is kind of accepting good being the enemy of great, you do just enough every year to keep the owner on your good side.
Well, it's the accepting of good that it's not so much like, hey, we accept good. Like, there are plenty of teams that are pretty good in the NFL, but those teams accept good with the idea that they're going to try to be great. It's the old shoot for the moon, land amongst the stars. Their problem is they accept like average to above average sometimes, and then they think that that is going to somehow just undergo a finger snap sea change in the playoffs. You asked before the break, social media savvy Cam Hayward and everything else, but you asked, do we owe Mike Tomlin an apology? Would you like to see the first two responses I got to you?
Please.
To your question?
Go ahead.
Hell no, we don't owe him an apology. Put up or shut up. If you reach the conference championship game and lose, I'll apologize. Until that happens, his ass is on the line. One playoff win won't cut it. Second
wow.
response, they also don't tag you in these. They tag me and Donnie, which is funny. Hell no, we don't let Mike off the hook. One game doesn't change the fact that the last playoff win was in the calendar year of 2017. Even winning a playoff game this year won't do it for me. It has to be a legit run for me to reconsider. So no, the first two responses basically saying no one's really forgiving and forgetting here if they win a playoff game.
Yeah, I'm not even holding Mike to that standard, and I'm not even saying that's an unbelievably high one. The standard I'm holding him to this year is win a playoff game, be more competitive in a playoff game, and if you win your division and you lose a close game to, say, the Bills, well then, to me, you won't have 6 months of me getting on the air and railing against you as a coach. Like, I will have given him some level of, I won't even say, like, I'm not going to, like, pat him on the back and say he deserves plaudits and coach of the year votes or anything like that, but to me, it won't be a fireable offense. Now, you could say, like, the body of work would be, but it would be tough for me to tell. Like, they've had some years where they've snuck into the playoffs as the last team and gotten drubbed.
Yes.
If they win their division and outlast Baltimore and Cincinnati, which it looks like they will now.
Since he's pretty much done.
And then Buffalo comes in here and beats them in a very competitive game, like not what we saw
a game that's not decided with 5 minutes to go. Okay.
Then I'm going to be like, all right, Mike, it's better than what we've watched the last 9 years. It's a step in the right direction. Now we just saw the blow the kiss thing. That actually did drive me nuts after the game. Almost ruined, and I was in a very good mood. But watching him blow a kiss, like, take that. Even as someone that despises Lamar Jackson and loves when John Harbaugh is made the fool, that did make me think, all right, Mike, calm down a little bit.
I mean, that doesn't bother me once I get past the fact that he is a human being and he hears all the noise and he's going to let people have it a little bit or let the haters have it. That doesn't bug me as much as it used to. One thought about them getting to a playoff game and having a very competitive game but losing as the 4 seed. For them to finish this out and then get there, I think Rodgers has to continue playing reasonably well. Would you agree?
Yes.
You know what this is going to do if they have that kind of run, and even though they don't win a game, they play their best like playoff game in a while? It's going to convince him that he's figured out and he still knows how to evaluate quarterbacks because he's the guy who brought Rodgers in here when there was some speculation no one else really wanted him.
I do think it reignites the conversation about what Aaron Rodgers' future is here.
I mean, maybe, but more to the point, like to the long-term future, forget about Rodgers. He's 42 and admits that he wakes up sometimes and just has a creakiness in his bones.
Yep.
It would convince the head coach, if he ever had any self-doubt about it, if there was self-reflection about, ooh, Pickett, Trubisky, all these guys, maybe I'm not so good at this. Oh, no. I took a guy most people thought was ready for the glue factory. He got us to the playoffs, and we damn near almost won. I think that would just reignite in him this, you know, screw the haters. I know exactly what I'm looking
well,
at.
Well, I'd have a tad bit more confidence in Mike if it played out that way with quarterbacks. Not a ton more, but a little bit more.
I wouldn't have much because he would be importing maybe the thing in Rodgers, like ready-made, because we know physically he's not there anymore, that I think has been a big problem for some of these other guys. Like Kenny wasn't able here, among other things, to think the game fast enough. You admitted this because you thought it'd be his biggest strength to be good in the NFL.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky, we've had kind of fun. Sometimes Mitch Trubisky is Derek Zoolander playing quarterback.
By the
Aaron Rodgers is the ultimate cerebral player.
I can't believe what happened in that Raiders game. Obviously, Portnoy, I don't know if you saw the video.
I know
overboard.
Exactly what happened. Because, well, I'm in like a year-long picks thing, Pony, where like you just pick every game every week. And I told you, I think I told you and Pony that.
That's
Donnie
the most
this.
Backdoor cover
it's
in the history
stupid.
Of backdoor covers.
It's all
covers.
Time stupid. I just had, like, I'm trying to like win this picks league and, you know, I'm trying to chase down the leaders. And I just had a horrible Sunday yesterday. One of the games I picked was Denver, and it was 7.5. And I did, hold on, here's the worst part. After the game, I knew that it had gotten, just because I had looked at the score, 24-17, it sucks to be me again, the hook does me in.
But you didn't know
but
how
I
it went
no
down.
But I had no idea how it went
Donnie,
down.
Donnie, did you see how it happened?
Unbelievable.
Did you see how the Denver Raiders game ended? Yeah.
I just, like, it was just like a kick in the face. I was like, I really didn't need that.
It made me think that Pete Carroll knew the point spread.
He absolutely did.
And he wanted to cover.
The only other justification is he wants to be able to tell Mark Davis, hey, look how many, like, seriously.
We lost a game by only one
score. At this granular level, look, see?
Here's Terrible. Edgar in Pittsburgh. Hello, Edgar.
Hey, I've got a couple points and then one question. I know why your jobs are so agonizing for a great part of the year. When was the last time for the victory formation for the Steelers?
Oh, that is a great question.
I got a news flash for you guys.
Maybe the Browns home game? I don't know if you're actually asking that question literally.
Well, no, if he's asking that literally, I think they were able to take victory formation against the Browns, not against the Jets, 60-yard field goal, not against the Patriots, unless maybe against the Patriots at the very end.
How about the Bengals game? There it is. I got
it. Okay, that's it. They've only done it a couple times, though.
Right. Defense. I got a news flash for you guys. Defense, in my opinion, doesn't help you win a game. Defense.
Have you seen the Houston Texans play football?
Lose a game. Pardon?
Have you seen the Texans play football this year?
Yeah, but what good is your game if your defense gets you the ball and all you do is go through
I'm
and out?
I'm just telling you, if you have a good enough defense, like an actually good defense, a great defense, they can, in fact, win you the game. The Texans are the best defense I've seen in the NFL in a couple of years at least.
But they didn't only go throwing out. If they won this game 12-10 or something like that, I would agree with you. They scored 27 points.
Okay, continue to live by having your defense on at the end of the game.
Yes, they had a horrible fourth quarter, but they had 315 yards through three quarters. That for them is like a legitimate offense. For any team, is actually like an offensive outburst. Edgar, they just had a very conservative fourth quarter.
Okay, how about this question?
Well, what is the point of this call? Yeah. That they stink? I mean, tell me what the point is.
The point is that you need more firepower on offense, because if I'm TJ Watt and I get you the ball back three times and like the year has gone the whole year, I'd be like, send somebody else out there. Did you see how tired he was at the end of the game?
I would tell you right now that if you ask anybody on that defense, and they're not just trying to be like politically correct or give you like the most boilerplate, politically correct diplomatic answers, they would take 27 points from their offense in every single game. Every one. They don't care about that. Regardless of circumstance, they would.
Listen, how about the last sequence of the game for the Steelers? Why wouldn't you just play for one more first down?
And not run it into the line of scrimmage twice and then throw it short of the sticks on third down? I agree with you on that.
Pony, exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Pony, if the Steelers had scored exactly 27 points in all their games this year, what would the record be?
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to just finish up with Edgar, and then I'll answer that. So is your point basically that, like, they should apologize for this win or that it's not a good win? What are we doing here? I want to know.
Mike Tomlin, listen, Mike Tomlin is a defense-oriented coach,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know. You're giving me, you can explain your answer any way you want.
Just say what you actually
Should they apologize for this win and say it's not a good win?
No, not at all.
Well, then why?
I'm happy they won.
It doesn't sound like it.
Could have fooled me.
All right, guys.
Goodbye. I mean, the whole point of the call was to, like...
Oh, I'm happy they won, though. Oh, this sucks. I hate it. Anyway, it was great that it happened. Yeah. How many, if they scored exactly 27 points, they played 13 games, what would their record be?
They would have still lost the Bengals game.
Just don't try, just off the top of your head. I don't want you to run the numbers here because I know you're the supercomputer's working here.
I'm going to say they're 7-6 right
Wrong.
Now.
Wrong. They're 8-5 if they do it.
Yeah. Okay.
They have given up 30 plus five times and they have
I knew that answer.
One of them.
That's right, because it's the most, if they give up 30 one more time, it's the most 30-point games they've allowed in the
Will they give up 30 one more time? I think the Lions are ripe to do it to them.
I do think that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, that music means it is time for the Donnie Football Debrief before Donnie gives you his take on the biggest football topic of the day. Reminder that on the 17th, we're going to have our big fan karaoke night at Mike's Beer Bar. There have been some awesome moments in this event's history, including the time Callis got drunk. Went up to a guy who we thought was Ed Bouchette.
It looked nothing like Ed
And said, Ed Bouchette, nice to finally meet you. And the guy looked at Callis like he was a Cyclops monster.
The guy looked 0.0% like Ed Bouchette.
All because Pony jokingly said it was Ed Bouchette and Callis walked right up to him.
You could have told him it was Bo Jackson and he might have believed you.
No admission required. It's free. We are encouraging people to bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. Details at 937thefan.com.
I also think the nice thing is that our guy TJ the DJ, I think he has three mics now.
Like Nas, all I need is one mic.
But
yeah,
I'm saying
we've had to share before.
Yeah, which like that's always tough. I think he's got three.
Are we just doing, I mean, do we need to change it up on people? Because, like, already I've been approached and, oh, you guys on the PM team are doing Wang Chung. And I'm like, yeah, why are you saying it like that?
Well, I think that always counts. I think Christmas that's tradition. Always, like, the main event.
But it brings the house down. Yeah, if Bruce Springsteen can sing his crappy song and have it get played all over the
I'll
place.
I'll tell you what we're not singing.
Dominic the Donkey? We should.
No, I was going to say the McCartney Christmas song.
Ugh.
Why don't we just do like a mashup of that and John Lennon doing Happy Christmas or whatever.
Malzy, today's the anniversary of the Lennon thing, so let's take it easy on that.
My mom, by the way, like was telling me that like her, you know, people her age and slightly younger back then, like I don't know what the analog would be, but it was like people wailing and like couldn't function. Like people she knew were like just not functioning. Now my mom was all right. I mean, she was 30 years old and had a child already. But she knew people who were, like, basically in mourning for weeks. I can't imagine that.
I think that would happen if...
Is the closest thing... I don't mean to bring this up in a glib way. Like, I'm trying to think of somebody culturally who was a pretty big deal who died very unexpectedly. Kobe Bryant. Like, is that... That's... I'm trying to think of somebody right now way before
I would
time.
Think him or, like, Michael Jackson.
If something happened to Taylor Swift, that would just...
Okay, that's a good one in music.
Probably.
And you know what? Now that I think about that, as I kind of roll my eyes at people with John Lennon... Right now, that would like shut half the country down if something like that happened.
Yeah. All right, Donnie.
Anyway.
What do you got for us? In
the debrief. December 8, 2025. The college football playoff bracket is out, fellas. Mm. And the big surprise from yesterday was Notre Dame not getting in. Then they promptly backed out of whatever bowl they would have gotten into.
It looked like it was going to be the Pop-Tart Bowl.
How do you back out of that? How do you back out of the Pop-Tart Bowl?
You go from...
Which will soon enough become the granddaddy of them all.
You go from competing for a national championship to having your consolation prize being, what, eating a mascot if you win? Or does everybody get a piece of it? Is it only for
the
winners?
Well, I also think there's like six Pop-Tarts this year. They doubled the number.
Jeez, and they still said no?
I mean...
What a terrible look for Marcus.
To me, Notre Dame won't lower themselves to eat a pastry.
To me, it is the most prestigious bowl game
I agree.
That is not the playoff at this point.
How about the one where they dump mayonnaise?
Yeah, I was just going to say the Duke's Mayo.
That one's
Mayo
up there.
Bowl.
I like Duke's Mayo.
Didn't Shane Beamer willfully get dunked with the Duke's Mayo or somebody?
And I think like, the jug hit him in the head and he had to get like a concussion check afterwards.
I was hoping Pitt might get into the Duke's Mayo.
Oh, Narduzzi would have let it happen. He would have if he had won. He would have allowed.
Man, there's
himself.
A lot of interesting conspiracy theories out there on what happened with the Pinstripe Bowl. By the way,
why? Such as,
which well, is Penn of, State and Clemson.
One of them is that Pitt didn't really protest this move at all because they looked at playing Penn State as a lose-lose.
For one of the very few times
now, I don't
in
know
Pitt's
how
history,
true that
I think
is.
That's correct if they feel that way.
I don't know how true that is, but some people have brought that up. Like, they've had a pretty good year. They found their quarterback. If
Penn
they
State's
lose,
in shambles.
They if, lose yeah. to watered-down Penn State, and that's a loss to West Virginia and Penn State in the same season. All of a sudden, 8-5 doesn't look
that.
As good.
I actually agree with that.
And then the other theory is that, and I don't actually think this is a theory anymore. I think the
like
guy
point
that,
in fact, right?
I think the Pinstripe Bowl... Like Chair said this, that they wanted Clemson because they felt like they'd do a better TV rating.
They will.
Because Penn State would just be confined to, yeah.
Yeah, Clemson's a bigger brand. There's no doubt.
Instead, we get Pitt in East Carolina.
The Pirates.
In the Military Bowl. Pitt deserved a better bowl opponent than that.
How? I mean, Jack and I have been.
Be careful what you
about
say about that
there.
Because then I could easily envision East Carolina
beat
one
well, yeah, Toledo yeah. beat him last year, but.
How do they decide on these? Because Wake Forest got the Duke's Mayo Bowl, which I think is a bigger bowl than the Military Bowl.
Although it's against a 5-7 team.
Yeah, but
sure.
they're playing – it's an SEC team, though. I'd rather play 5-7 Mississippi State than East Carolina.
I agree.
I don't know.
I think the bowls are dying.
Of course they are,
the
because teams football, are backing out now.
Well, the college football playoff expansion.
Players have backed out. Now teams are backing out.
I think that's
bold
a big
prediction.
Like, that's a
bowls will not exist in 5 years.
I think you're right.
There
I think the playoff
no
will expand
games.
Enough.
It'll
be
a 32-team playoff, and you'll either make it or you won't. I think bowls will cease to exist.
You think they'll go full 32?
No, I think there
Maybe
might.
Maybe 24.
I think there might
16's definitely coming down the road after 16's yesterday.
16's coming.
I think there might be some like college football version of the NIT that most teams decline.
How about the CIT or
and,
the CBI?
And you get.
The CFI, the College Football Invitational.
You get like. 8 or 12 teams that agree to play in that.
Donnie, this is not what you meant set out to do, but
no,
do you know of Malzy's? No, what I'm about to bring up.
Do you know of the CBI, the College Basketball Invitational, Malzi lore? Are you aware of the story here?
Didn't you create a hashtag for them?
So I created when Pitt was in it, when they beat Washington State, and it was in its infancy.
What a time it was.
It was in a couple of, Pony, it was 2012. Does that sound right to you?
Uh-huh.
I was creating a hashtag mocking it for how stupid it was that it even existed. And the hashtag was hashtag back in the day when people actually used these.
Yeah.
CB incredible. Okay. And I kept posting it, just making fun of the fact that they were even doing this. Come on, this is stupid. The people, I swear to God, who actually were running the CBI's Twitter feed decided to just pick it up and co-opt it unironically.
Yes.
And they started tagging their highlights with CB incredible in them. So what set out as an of, and it was like me and the Chris Peak of Panther Lair and like just Pit Minions on Twitter back in the Wild West days. What set out as a deliberate attempt to mock and humiliate this tournament, they just went full bore into it and said, you know what, we're leaning in here and we are going to make this an honest hashtag.
I'll just keep it short and sweet on Notre Dame. I have zero sympathy, empathy for what happened to them. I don't think it's a plight or anything about it is a scar or a stain on college football. They're trying to make it out to be. It's not. The only thing that looks bad is the way that the weekly rankings made it seem like Notre Dame couldn't get leapfrogged by Miami because both teams were done playing. So why would it make sense for a team that couldn't make its resume better? Why would it make sense for that team to move ahead of that team? And yeah, that is kind of like a flaw in the process. But overall, how can you bitch when the team that got in one spot ahead of you is a team that beat you fair and square? And now I think Notre Dame is feeding into a lot of the stereotypes and things that people say pejoratively about Notre Dame fans and about
sure,
Notre Dame
they
football.
Are, they are. The fans part, they're absolutely living down to that reputation. It's even some people whose like work generally I like who are Notre Dame fans doing that, professionally at least.
They said, oh, this is an irreparable scar on our relationship with the ACC.
People are mocking them for
People
are mocking them for being whiny babies and not playing in the bowl game. And they're like, actually, we're not being whiny babies. Anyway, I'll say a couple very quick things about this that really don't necessarily assail Pony's point here, but I think need to be said. For one, I find the committee's overall approach to this to be absurd. Because like they had this ridiculous notion of a buffer team like BYU it was that they were keeping between Notre Dame and Miami. But then if that buffer team got moved down, well, we're going to have to think about putting Miami in over them. That just people like me hear that. And even though, you know, I've been very plugged in this year in college football, boys, my eyes glaze over. BYU, my real problem is I actually think Notre Dame got a raw deal and deserves to be in, not at Miami's expense. Alabama has no business in this game.
That was my thought, too.
They have commenced a long-term lobbying effort to make sure, basically, here's the idea that they've tried to push, and Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, helps them with this. The idea that a playoff that doesn't include Alabama, unless they have like a losing record, is somehow an illegitimate playoff. It's a spinoff of one of Starkey's favorite bits, that in their heyday, even if they lost two games, they were always the best team.
Put them on a neutral field.
Right, they were always the best team. The great irony is, in a year where they kind of get rewarded that way, they absolutely aren't that version of Alabama. They're like the furthest thing from it. Notre Dame did deserve to be in because I think on a neutral field, they and Miami absolutely are better than Alabama. Here is my big problem. BYU gets moved down because the notion is you shouldn't get punished or it should be like a free roll in a conference title game, Pony. BYU gets hammered by Texas Tech for the second time. They get moved down, which creates the lack of a buffer. Alabama, yes, they beat Georgia the first time. Best win anybody's had all year in college football, other than maybe close seconds, maybe A&M beating Notre Dame in their field. Georgia legitimately humiliates Alabama in the SEC title game. Alabama, same team who also benefited from Jordan Travis being hurt and them going with the what are you right now? They got no running backs. They can't run the ball. They had negative rushing yardage against Georgia in that game. They just get moved nowhere. Committee acts completely different with them. And they get to go in there on really the auspices of we're Alabama, we should be there. You lost by two touchdowns to a crap Florida State team, it turns out. That should be a disqualifying loss. And the only reason it's not is because they're Alabama. Oh, and by the way, they have Nick Saban basically lobbying openly for them in the process.
Helps. Yeah, I would have put Notre Dame in over Alabama.
But by the same token, the last thing you're going to find me doing here other than making my very bloodless case that Notre Dame should have been in is feeling bad for one single human being that roots for that team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.